Good morning. Coming up on 910 on the Mighty 690, we're joined by the second time this week. We have Candy Westbrook in studio. You're becoming really a regular here. You know,
you should start paying me.
I know. That's right. We'll work on that. So glad to have you once again in your capacity officially as chamber.
As director. Chamber. Yes. Well, I'll keep it short today. Actually, it was funny because we had so much going on with the Brewfest last week that I didn't even get our newsletter out until yesterday. And it was very short and simple, but that's okay. So I don't have a ton today, but I promise I'll be back next week with lots of stuff. So as I mentioned on Monday, Brewfest was a success, although it was a little chilly. We still have a few t-shirts and glasses left. If you didn't get one, come by the chamber. They're on sale. And then save the date. Next year, it'll be the second weekend in October. Same with Dalton Days. First week in October. So those two events always stay the same every year, so you can plan ahead, and we'll see you all next year. Some sad news. The downtown haunted tours have sold out, so we do not have any openings. Such a popular event this year that I think next year we will have to add more or have two different hosts and multiple tours going. I don't know what we're going
to
do. But
I was going to ask you about that, but hey, it's kind of a good problem to have. But
it is. Yeah, it sold out. It was great.
It seems like very popular.
Yes, it was. So, calling all retailers on Friday, which is this Friday, October 20th at 8:30 a.m., we will be hosting a retailer, restaurant, shop local meeting to talk about all the holiday promotions and activities that we want to do to help our businesses. So call the chamber and you can RSVP and I'll give you all the details. But we're going to be talking about the holiday open house, which is on November 12th. Save the date, everybody. We're going to be doing a special nutcracker activity where you have to go out and find all the nutcrackers at each store. So it's going to be some fun. We'll be talking about the Christmas giveaway. We are going to do that again this year. We're bringing it back. Won't be doing tickets, but we are going to be giving away at least a couple thousand in cash, maybe more. So excited about that, and more details coming on that. All right, a few events. Today is Wednesday, so tomorrow is Spooktacular Downtown on October 19th. Come on downtown, have some fun. It's not too late if you do want to sign up to hand out candy, but you definitely need to call Casey today as soon as possible. So that'll be coming up on Thursday. We're looking forward to that. And then, of course, as you just announced, right afterwards will be the CCC Trunk or Treat Day. So this weekend, wow, you can't be bored this weekend. There's just so many activities going on. It's insane. First of all, Magic by Pete is at the library at 10 a.m. Then there's the 17th annual Coats for Kids. It's a motorcycle run. All wheels are welcome, 2, 3, 4, whatever you have. You're going to gather at 11:30 at St. Paul's parking lot. Bring coats, hoodies, mittens, and gloves. It's kind of a big event where they gather all the coats they can for the kids in town. And then after the parade, it's going to be a chili. So that'll be fun. Down in South Coffeyville, they're having an open house at the AME Clinic. It's massage, healing, readings. Come out and meet the staff and enjoy a fun day with that. And then that night, tons of stuff going on. So downtown, we have movie night. It'll be Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. So that'll be fun. And a little chilly, but it won't be bad. So it'll be nice. Then this is also the weekend that the Cedar Bluff Spook Trails start and kick off. It starts at dusk and it ends at 11 p.m. Again, that's out at Cedar Bluff Camp. It's $8 a person. And it's also a fundraiser for the camp. I think they should charge more because it is a fundraiser. So it's to raise money to make sure that camp keeps going and they can make them improvements. So that'll be going on this weekend, Friday and Saturday, and then next weekend as well. Also, the final other thing going on this weekend is a Halloween bash at Gigi's. They have two headliner bands, Final Warning and Project Revolution. Costumes are encouraged, but not required. So lot of stuff all in one weekend. Wow. So, a lot going on. Just a couple other quick things. Sonic is under remodel. They are getting ready to have a new patio and a sitting area. So, I'm excited about that. So, stay tuned. They're working on it right now. And I don't think it'll take very long. And then they'll be unveiling all that fun stuff.
And they're planning to stay open during that time?
They're open. Yeah. It's that middle part in between the two stalls. So, but it'll be an area where you can just walk in, especially in the summer months, you know, grab a drink, sit out there on the patio. I think it'll be covered as well. So I want to give a shout out to USD 445. They were recognized for district success. They got the gold star in high school graduation, the silver star in social emotional growth, and the bronze in kindergarten readiness. And this is from the state of Kansas. So way to go, Coffeyville. Good job, and shout out to them. So this is exciting. The job of the week happens to do with a business that's opening finally. Pete's is hiring. So if you're looking for a job, stop in there. They will be opening in just a few weeks, maybe less. And just trying to get the last few things wrapped up and ready to go. And then, of course, get the staff all up and running. So I'm very excited about that. They're not even open, and they're already doing a lot of things. They've been donating to lots of groups and getting involved. And so we're very excited about that. Tractor Supply, if you haven't been in to see all the new things there, wow, it's beautiful, wonderful, lots of products. I think they are going to do a grand reopening, but they haven't reached out to me yet on the exact date. But they finally got, I think, 90% of it all transitioned over, and it looks beautiful. Nothing yet on Wendy's, so that's always a question that comes up. But I continue to watch construction, and it's amazing to watch it. I love seeing things built up. So that will be coming soon, and a couple other small businesses that are getting ready to open up as well. So
cool.
Lot of good stuff when it comes to economic development. Today is the National Chamber of Commerce Day.
Oh, look at that.
Yes. So it's a national day aimed at spreading awareness about local business and conveying gratitude to local chambers of commerce for supporting the growth of business. So I just want to give a shout out to my staff who work hard every day helping our businesses and being a catalyst for our growth and just championing our community each and every day. Shout out to the board who support us and lead us. They're amazing. And actually, I was going to tell everybody, if you want to know who the staff are or the board members, you can go out to our website. It's CoffeyvilleChamber.com. And we have links and bios on everybody's picture and everything. So you can kind of get to know who your Chamber of Commerce is. So that's, like I said, I was going to keep it short and simple this week. A lot more coming next week, but wanted to get a few things out. And again, you want to know details, as I always say, on any event that's coming up in town, CoffeyvilleChamber.com, and jump on the website and check out the little community calendar there.
Well, that is great. I mean, you said it wasn't going to be a lot, but we still got a lot packed in, and I know we still do have those tickets available for the Brown Mansion, like you said, for the 28th.
We sold a few already, but there's still a few left. So that's another event that's they're really getting excited for. That's anytime you get to dress up, it's just fun.
Yeah, Masquerade Ball coming up here at the end of the month.
Yeah, so stuff. Well, and then we'll be back in with somebody from the Brown Mansion probably early November on the candlelit tours. So that'll be coming up soon.
Perfect. Yeah, that is going to be great. So, all right, well, Candy, appreciate you stopping by once again. And good to talk to you here, and we will chat again soon.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, that's Candy Westbrook, and we have our Chamber of Commerce updates from Coffeyville each and every Wednesday at this time. More Open Line on the way here on KGGF.